The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, y'all. This is Houseguest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show.
Hi, y'all. I'm already crying, so that's a great sign. TK is here, too, if you guys are watching on YouTube.
She's here
for moral support and to help with the episode. Mm-hmm. Because obviously this is like really difficult, but my little brother passed away. He was 20. I hope you guys can understand me. He passed away at the end of January or mid-January. And so that's obviously why there's been reruns. Like, I'm assuming most of you know, if you like follow me on Instagram or anything, I filmed like the YouTube video that I filmed that was just like more brief. Grief is just really weird. And we've already lost a step sibling. My stepbrother passed away 5 years ago. And like 6 years ago, we lost a cousin that I was very, very close to. So I've had a lot of grief in my life. Grief is also, it's very different than losing a grandparent. Like, it's very, very different. And so it's just, I don't know, grief is weird in the way that like, some, I always say like, I'm really like hour by hour, like sometimes I'm like really okay. And I've been like a lot better this week that you guys have been here. And then other weeks, like I literally sat in my bed for like probably 3 weeks, needle pointing. Like, I'm not kidding.
Which rightfully so.
Yes. Like, I do want to get back to things. Like, I think, I mean, I'm not at 100%. I don't know if I'll ever honestly be at 100% again, but I'm not anytime soon. Like, I do want to get back to things. And like, because it is a good distraction for me, I also obviously have to like work. This is my job. Like, obviously I can't just like not do anything, but I also like genuinely love it. So I will be coming back, but I did just want to kind of record an episode about it. I'm not going to get into like the details of like his actual passing and reasoning. I will, one day I will definitely like, we want to do a lot. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess like no one really shares that stuff anyways. It's not anyone's like business, but he had struggled a lot with mental health. Mm-hmm. And like, we'll get into this later in the episode, but like the state of Texas has failed us immensely. Like the past 3 years have been so difficult already. I don't know. It's obviously so difficult to go through. And like, you don't think you're going to like bury your little brother. Mm-hmm. And we were mm-hmm. so close. Like, I loved him so much. But yeah, it wasn't like intentional. It wasn't like, yeah. I mean, eventually at some point, like when I can talk about it more, I'm sure I will. Like, I just want to say, like, before I even get into that episode, like, I've had the literal best friends ever. Like, TK's in Texas right now. Like, when I guess I'll get into like when I like photos and videos, the songs and stuff, like she literally edited the entire thing and
available for hire.
literally. I'm like, actually, it's another skill set she has in case anyone needs
me
her.
Not being a physical touch person. I'm like, no, but like, it's literally, like it's the instinct in me. The maternal.
Very maternal. Yes.
Whatever.
Literally. Dom flew in that night. Macy and Dom, I mean, I literally like my whole life, like they didn't leave me alone for weeks. My friends in Dallas have been like so amazing. Like Keaton flew in. I like didn't even think about like that. And it was just like people have been so amazing, even friends that like I literally just know online, like I don't even know in real life. Mm-hmm. Like people have just been like really so amazing. Mm-hmm. And like anytime I talk about like how like much like you couldn't even go into my kitchen because it was literally like a florist.
Yeah, place. I texted like, Kenzie and I was like, hey, just want to make sure. We were talking on the phone. I was like, just want to make sure, like no worries. But like, did you get my flower arrangement? She was like, I'm going to be so honest. I did, but I have no idea which one is which.
Yeah.
She was like, I have so many to count.
There was like 47 we counted on, but like there was no, I don't know if you saw the photo.
Which is such an, in a dark time, an awesome testament to how good of a friend you are because it was so easy for people to send something.
Yeah, and people were
because you're such a good friend to people and they wanted to show their love, which is by sending flowers.
Yeah.
To show that they wanted to be there for you in this horrible, horrible, horrible time.
Yeah, thanks. Also, like, for those watching on YouTube, I know my spray tin is really messed up. Okay?
That's the least of the concerns,
but, like, I just wanted to, like, clear the air because I know.
I love your spray tan hand.
It's really good. It's just one finger, so.
You're like, literally just a girl.
I'm literally just a girl. No, I'm literally just a girl. So, I do want to go into, like, I think just more about, like Cody and like, I will talk about like the day and getting the call just because I thought about this morning and it was like really interesting. Also, I think I told you about my cousin having like a weird experience where I think I maybe told
maybe,
you this.
I don't know.
We'll go through. I don't remember what I told anyone. I really don't remember like so much about it. Like there's memories that like come back to me and it's, we're like literally four or five. And I just don't, like there's so many things that I like literally do not remember.
It's been a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot. And this is like my absolute, absolute, absolute worst nightmare coming true. Like there's nothing that I was more scared of in my life. Not because it was like on the table necessarily. It's just, I think when you've already like lost people so close to you and like gone through it as a sibling and watched your step siblings go through it. Like, it's just like, I mean, there was just like nothing that could have happened. There's nothing in my life that would have been worse than this, you know?
Absolutely. I cannot even imagine. Yeah. I cannot even imagine.
Yeah.
And you are close with your siblings mm-hmm. and have always been obsessed with Cody. Like you were best friends.
Yeah. Cody was like the greatest person that has ever existed. And like, I know a lot of people say that stuff like once someone passes away and they're like, oh, they were so amazing and all this stuff and whatever. And like, you know, like the TikToks and people are like, please don't lie about me at my funeral and like say that like they're kidding about it, whatever. Like he really, really, really was. And like any of my friends who like knew him so well were like, there was just no greater person in the world. Like he was so kind. He didn't have a mean bone in his body. He was so like the least critical, the most open-minded, the most comforting, like the person that I would want to comfort me right now is him. Mm-hmm. And like, there's no one that like I could talk to more about things like, there's just no one who was like more calming and like grounding, which it's interesting because at the funeral, like my sister and I gave eulogies and then two of his best friends did as well. Mm-hmm. And like everyone didn't, obviously we weren't like exchanging eulogies mm-hmm. before, but every single person said the exact same thing about mm-hmm. him. They're like, he's the most comforting person, the most grounding, the most like, I don't even know how to describe him, like calming. Like there's no, he would just like, if you were ever anxious and you're right, like just very, very mm-hmm. calming. But he had a, like, he was really struggling. And also no one tried harder. Like he would wake up at like 5 a.m. He would go sauna. He would work out. He would run. He would journal. He would meditate. He would like, he did everything he possibly could. He like made every single effort he possibly could.
He was doing all the things.
He did all the things. Yeah. And like, he was never given the chance to fully get better, you know? And so like that is so difficult because it's just like, it's so unfair. But also I will say I'm reading this book called Imagine Heaven and it's actually like an incredible book, even if you're not. It's a great book for grief. It doesn't necessarily, it's not like coaching you through grief really, but it's like giving you more of like a visual into heaven. It's a very interesting book. My dad actually had been listening to it on audiobook like a year before and just like out of the blue the week Cody passed. Like happened to start listening to it and like had no idea.
Wait, your dad?
My dad, yeah.
Whoa.
So he was like telling us to read it anyways.
That's crazy.
So crazy. So I started reading it and it's so helpful. But like I do kind of think that like we all have like a set time on earth. And I think that that was just like Cody's time on earth. And it was just, I don't know, like what I wanted to say that I was thinking about earlier is that normally when something really bad in my life happens, like that's like either to me or affecting someone around me, like I have a really, really, really horrible feeling. And I've always had it specifically with Cody. Like I've always really? Been able to tell like anytime in the past couple of years that something bad has happened, I get like sick and I call every single time. Anytime there's been like a big whatever in his life, I always knew.
Which then, I have to say, knowing your guys' relationship makes sense because yeah. you're almost like how I was describing you and Molly last night. Molly's here as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys almost have twin telepathy. Like,
yes.
you know, when they can tell when something's off or something great is about to happen or whatever. I feel like you definitely have that same energy with Cody yes. or you had that same energy with Cody. And I wanted to chime in and say all of the things you said that were amazing about him just now. You as a friend, like knowing you for the past like 10 years, you have always said that about him. Like off yeah. camera.
Yeah.
Like that was just, everyone has known that about yeah. Cody. And it's cool that when he was here, you were so positive, encouraging, and like saying all those things in real time, like yeah. in real life, you know?
He was really good at being like expressive and like telling you what he loved about you too.
And you're good with your words. You are great with words of aff. And I just think it's cool because it makes me want to be more like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
same.
Because you forget sometimes the people you're around all the time. You're like, oh, they're so awesome. Duh. Like, but yeah. We forget to praise people because it means a lot, you know? You always have done that with him.
It's a grief thing though. Like, because I've lost so many people in my life, wow. I don't let things sit. Like, I think in the past 5 years of like our stepbrother passing, I think Cody and I had one, and we were so close. I mean, to only have one big argument is actually kind of crazy. And like, we didn't talk for like a couple of days and that was it. And I still was like, I love you. Like, I would never let it like,
of course.
Like, it's just like, I'm very like, not like morbid, but like, I understand that like, we're not here forever, you know? But what's weird is I would always like, even the night that like my stepbrother passed away, I was going to Morgan Yates like Christmas party. And I was on, you actually might've been there at that party. Maybe.
Probably. And I remember the night that it happened. Yeah.
And I was driving and I like sideswiped someone on Ventura. I was living in LA and I like never do that. And I was like, that's weird. Because I was so anxious. And then I got there and I'm like, I know something's wrong. And I was crying in our kitchen for no reason. And then I got the call the next morning.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and every time something really bad, like my cousin Megan, I always know. So what's weird to me is that like, I didn't have that feeling this time at all. And like that day, I'd woken up, it was a Sunday, I was like reading, I was like so excited because I was taking my niece Sophie and her friends to this Barbie thing at the mall, and then I was going to like garden plan with my grandma. It's like very classic.
Kenzie's literally the best aunt on the planet.
Yeah, and I'm also a grandmother. Like, I literally am a grandma. So I was waking up, I was reading, and I just remember thinking, wow, I feel so calm today. Like, I feel so like at peace. Like, I remember thinking that. So I thought that was weird. And so there was like this Barbie activation at Stonebriar Mall. And Stonebriar Mall is like actually the mall that I like grew up at. And I was walking through, and that's the mall that I have like all the memories with, like me, my sister, Austin, Alyssa, which are my two cousins that we're also like very, very close with and live here. And I just was like walking past and I was thinking like, oh my, like I just remember feeling warm and like nostalgic weirdly. And I remember thinking, wow, I feel so calm. Cause I remember, I remember thinking, like, I wonder what I did to feel this way. Like, I noticed it. And I don't know why. And I was walking past and Cody collected records and there was like a new record store. And I like texted him a photo being like, we should go here. Obviously he like never got the text, but I went.
I did not know this.
Yeah. I went and I took Sophie and her friend to this thing. And then I went and I was dropping her off with like my sister and my stepsister and her family, and then I just like went downstairs and I was like passing Auntie Anne's, and then I got the call from my mom, and I just remember like my car was in the middle of getting a wash, and I just like went like, I'm really good under like really high pressure situations, and I just went like numb. Like, I was like, there's just no way. And I called my sister, I think, like my stepsister, and then I think I texted like Dom and like Lauren and Macy by the time I got to the door. And I called my like childhood best friend Maddie, who had like, I had been someone that I was like confiding in about like what I was going through with Cody. And like immediately called in Dom, like immediately. I remember like getting in the car and driving, and I was already going to my grandma's, and I like had to tell my grandma. And I remember like being in the car and calling Maddie and then Dom. But I just think like all that to say, like the fact that I felt so much peace that morning and like now knowing he was already gone, mm-hmm, like makes me think like it was really just like his time. Like it was like meant to, I don't know, like that's just like how I have to think about it. Like I can't be.
That brings you peace.
It brings me peace of like, at least like he's finally like really happy and he's not having all the like struggles and pain that he was having. And like, I don't know, even Molly was saying this, like she saw him last summer and she's like, he's the best he's ever looked. Like he had gotten so much better. And in high school, he had these friends that we always thought were just his friends that were, like, for lack of a better term, like bullying him, and were the fucking worst people in the entire world. Like, and made him really believe he was worthless, like made him think all of these horrible things about him. Which is crazy because Cody makes me literally sick. Cody was the best person, again, you'll ever meet. The sweetest kid, the most amazing, the whatever. And these
kids
are fucking pieces of shit. Like, my dad's a lawyer kind of piece of shit. Like, so many stories about them that are just, they are fucking pieces of shit besides Cooper and Cole. Like, that's it. And like, I mean, sorry, I'm sure there's other people, but like, whatever. They really made him believe that. And he had worked so hard to like instill confidence back in himself. And like, he finally had, and he was finally in like a better place. So it's just like so hard knowing that. But also like in a way, like kind of gives me peace to know that like he was finally able. What I would always say, like, I just wish you could see yourself how we see you. Like, it was just so crazy to me. I'm like, how do you like, I'm like, you're a much better person than me. Like, how do you think that like it really was them? Like, they were such pieces of shit. I literally hate them. I couldn't hate anyone more in my life just to see like what they put my brother through. But like, I share that more to be like, your words matter. Like, how you treat people really matters. Like, you don't know, like, even if someone's not in your life anymore, like those things like go through someone's head forever. Like, I'm sure we can all think of something mean someone said to us when we were even seven. You know what I mean? It's just so annoying because they're actually the worst. So it's really like, it's just really like frustrating. But yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, I do have like some sort of like, I guess, peace about like the fact that I, which is like overwhelmingly felt feeling peace that day. And then like Dawn flew in that night, which I'll like never be able to repay her for. And it came home and like my like closest friends at home, like a lot of them were here and like had everything set and ready for me. And like Macy had like immediately like done everything and has continued to like literally do everything for me. And Dawn flew in twice. Like Dawn flew in and then had to go home. And then she flew in again for the service. She went with me to the funeral home. Like, she was in the funeral planning thing, like with my parents. Like, Dom's already sat with me through losing like another sibling. She was with me when I got that call. So you have to go to the funeral home to like plan the service. So like,
she was
the next
helping
day,
planning.
Yeah, she like came in and then I had to get all the like VHS tapes converted from like our childhood. And like, I did edit that video, which actually was like very therapeutic. It's really jarring to me when I see videos of him like in the past like year or two, like seeing him like as like I knew him now. Yeah. But like seeing him as like a kid, that's why like all the photos of him like as an adult are in my house or not. It's all kid photos right now. Like, I switched them because they're baby photos. And even those are like hidden right now because of the bridal shower. But like, it, I don't know, it's just like very jarring. And then like, I mean, what like my sister and I are going through is so horrible, but like to watch your parents like lose a child, like that is what, like, it's just the worst thing I've ever in my life ever experienced. And they've like been very strong for me and my sister as well, which like I wouldn't even expect. But my sister, my mom and I do really want to start like a mental health. Texas is the last in mental health services. So when I say like Texas has failed us time and time again, like, and again, this wasn't intentional, but like, we probably would not be in this place had we been able to get help all the times that my parents have like basically made this their full-time job of like trying to get help. Like, Texas is the last state when it comes to mental health, which is crazy. Like, no offense, but how is Alabama not behind us, or like Louisiana or something? Like, no offense, like, it is crazy. Like, yeah, you would not think that, like, I wouldn't think Texas is number one. I don't know. And it has been a nightmare. And just to like see what my parents have gone through and what Cody has gone through. And like, I don't know. So my mom and I want to start like some sort of like a foundation or something. I mean, it will be like some sort of a foundation
about mental health or
like
around
in Texas,
health,
getting people help in Texas, because you can't, in order to get admitted somewhere, you have to like do, you have to like try to commit, essentially. Like, there's like certain, you can't just like go. It's very hard to get into any sort of, it's very difficult to get treatment, like incredibly, it's incredibly difficult, honestly, most places, and it's very expensive. But even then, it's like, it's just, we didn't have the resources. We were failed time and time and time and time again. Like, I cannot even tell you the amount up until literally the last day. Like, it was just horrible. So we do want to start like some sort of like a foundation or something. Like, we will, and I think that will be like very helpful.
I was just going to touch on that, how much of a beautiful thing that is, because like, you guys don't have to do that. I know you, and I knew you were going to do this like the second I literally think I told you, I was like, I can see you, because I don't know, I don't want to speak on behalf of you, but like, I can only imagine, for me, it would bring me peace knowing that this is my way of helping the situation or making light of it to help others. But just because it might bring you some peace or it might help in some way or feel like you're helping doesn't mean that it's not super hard for you to do. Like, that's a really beautiful and hard thing to take upon yourselves, And I just want you to know that we are really proud and grateful of you. Thanks. Grateful for you to do something like that, because a lot of people will benefit from you guys doing something like that.
Even like, and it sucks and this sounds horrible unless you've gone through it, I think people would understand. Like, even if we help like 2 million people, like, I would still rather have my brother. You know what
totally.
I mean? Like,
1 million percent.
It's like, it's still like, even I'm like, I was thinking of like things that I would give for, first off, I would have rather have gone than Cody. Second, like, I would literally like limbs. Like, I would give like anything to have my brother, obviously. And so it's just like, it is Natika. I'm like, it would be nice. Like, one of my learning lessons through this has been that I don't hate enough people. Like, I really don't. Like, I get it from my mom. My mom is the least critical person in the world. And I'm just really not critical. And I really don't hate many people.
No, you don't.
So like, when
and you're so non-judgmental.
Yeah, I'm like, so like, least whatever. Like, I don't care. So I would like to be a little bit more judgmental. And I like to be a little bit more hateful. Because when you're in times like this and you really want to like let your anger out, like, you don't have anyone to let your anger out
on. Oh, wow.
There's like maybe one.
I didn't think of it.
There's like three that. People in this world that I dislike. And they're all on behalf of my siblings. It's not because they've done anything personal to me. So like, I really like, in the people that I really obviously don't like in this, I can't speak to them, you know? So it's like, maybe I should be a little bit more
normalize
hateful.
Judging.
Normalize judging, normalize being more hateful, because when you get into this position, like, you're not going to have anyone to like go off on. So I did go off on like a guy, like a locksmith, because he was 6 hours late and was being such a dick, and he deserved it.
Period.
So. Hey, and you would do it too.
You gotta do it.
And yeah. You would do it too.
I have a question for you please. Regarding like, obviously it's been really beautiful seeing how much your friends and our friends have all showed up for you. Like, it definitely, at least from my perspective, has like really put things into perspective and, you know, made me reconsider just like little nitpicky things in my life. Obviously, like, none of that matters.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, because now, I mean, we've been friends for so long and, you know, I remembered going through with what you went through with your stepbrother. And now this, I feel like I've asked you this off camera, but I wanted to ask you on camera, and just for someone at home that might be curious and, you know, they're wanting to be there for their friend. Like, what do you feel like has been the most comforting or helpful for you, having gone through this, like, as far as friends showing up for you? Like, what do you appreciate? What do you want the most help with? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because from my perspective, I was like, I know she's getting a gazillion flowers. What expertise can I use to help her in her life? So I was really coming from the work perspective. I was like, listen, if you need anything edited, if you want help with podcasts, if you want promotion, like, I was like, anything there, I'm down to help with, because her whole entire world was rocked.
Yeah.
And that's the perspective I was coming from, but I was just ultimately trying to be creative and make it best for you and, you know, help in any ways that I know other people couldn't. But I'm curious, like, from your perspective, like, what truly has been super helpful? And, you know, for someone that is dealing with grief, how can people show up for them?
Okay, there's a couple of things I want to say that brings me back to, I was going to say when I told TK. So I told like a couple of my like closest friends at home, like
when it happened,
and to let them know to tell the other people. Like, I was like, I don't want to do it. And there was like certain friends of mine, like, I have like really close friends from childhood that I don't like see all the time now, but I was like, I need you to call this person and this person, because also like they grew up with Cody. So I was like, I don't want them to find out on like Facebook if something's posted or like.
Which is very kind of you.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I don't want that. And then I like just shut down.
And you didn't want to be like doing a phone call to every person in your life. Like, I can't imagine how just weird that feels too. And that's so like traumatic, like reliving the reactions again and again and again too.
Yes. And then the next day, because I knew at that point, like, obituaries would come out and things, and I know how this works. And there was also like some, I don't even want to like bring attention to it, just like really fucked up shit that was said online. So like on the way to the, Dom and I were like going to the funeral home, and it was like the Monday. And that's when I texted like you and Margot, Brooke, Danielle, which Brooke and Danielle literally just left like a couple hours ago, which was so nice of them. But I like told like my closest like friends that like don't live here, basically, is like when I was like sending those texts, and TK called immediately, like immediately was like, what can I do? Like, how can I help you? Like, I remember so vividly like where I was driving when I was on the phone with you.
I was like, is this too much? I don't care. I'm calling.
No, just because, it was. Yeah.
I mean, no I one knows it. How to yeah. deal. No one yes. knows how to deal.
And that was what I was going to say. Like, people don't know. Weirdly, Macy, like, it's so odd because Macy, like, somehow really knows how to deal with someone in grief so well.
She has.
For someone who has no experience.
Macy, like does not deserve enough.
Or no, she I know. That's like, what I keep saying.
She has showed the fuck up.
Like every time I was telling the girls, it's I was, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's I like am like Macy.
Yeah, it's like so crazy though,
which is awesome
because even someone who has experience, like she literally couldn't have handled. Like I look back at that and I'm like, that's because I didn't even realize it during the time because there's this thing called that my mom and I say like the grief police. We're in like support groups and people are understandably very angry. People deal with grief very differently. But like I said before, my mom and I are not very critical and not very judgmental. There are certain things that people will like that you can to say to a grieving person that you like shouldn't say that don't really bother me because I know that they're coming from a good place. But sometimes I think those people just it just does. It just sometimes there's no rhyme or reason and it bothers people.
Like certain it triggers things, them.
Yeah. So like saying he's in a better place to like a grieving mom is like the worst thing you can say because they're like, oh, I want no, his better place is like with me. And there's just like certain sayings I honestly don't even really like because I just know like people say the quote wrong thing to me all the time. It doesn't bother me. Their intentions are good. Like or the thing about like, oh, it's you move on. Like, I mean, maybe everyone else moves on. I will never be able. You don't ever move on from this. Like, that's not how.
When people say that, when people say.
People will say like, you'll move on one day. You'll do this. You'll,
wow, or that's
like,
crazy.
Or they'll say like, it's time to move on or like stuff like that. And like.
This isn't a breakup.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. But like you never, like that's not really how you move on. Like you have to go through it. Like you have to go like headfirst on, go through it. But like the way grief is, they always explain it, is like grief is a basketball and then your life like expands on top of it. The grief never really gets smaller.
Whoa.
But like your life gets bigger because then you meet new people, you do new things, you're getting older, you're doing like, you know what I'm saying?
Great analogy.
So it's like that will always be there. Obviously, I mean, it's not going to feel the same way that it felt when it was fresh. It'll feel different. Like there's going to be a lot of different like phases and stages and things like that. But anyways, I think just as far as like friends go, my friends have just done like such an amazing job and just been there. But I think when it comes to people who are grieving, people just like don't know what to say. So they don't say anything at all. And like, you don't have to have the right words. There's also nothing you can say to obviously to make the situation better or even really to make that person feel better. Mm-hmm. So it's more so like, I'm so sorry. I don't have the words. Like, I'm just like, I'm here for you. I'm whatever. I think it's more so showing up in like acts than it is even like
okay
words sometimes. You're like, I had a call with Keaton, like a couple, like I just called her about something random. And then we were on the phone for like 4 hours. And like, that was so helpful. Like, I really do have like an actual like abnormal amount of very good close friends. Like, mm-hmm. I am just very lucky in that way. And also like
from
I have
over the years.
Yeah. Too. From over yeah. the years, like a lot of most of my like close friends I've been friends with for like at least a decade, yeah. sometimes 20. Like, and then there's always like a couple, there's like the like Macy's and the Laurens and the yeah, Marissas that like have come, but like that I have the same relationship with them, obviously, that I have with those people, but it's rare that I like, I don't know. I have like an abnormal amount of like very, very, very good friends. So yeah, even just like distractions, like that's what I was saying to them. Like, this is, I almost like, I was going to make this a joke, but like, I was like, it doesn't even have any gossip, like on like my close yeah. friends. I posted, I was like, please, I'm like so miserable. Like I need a distraction, like anything stupid, anything, whatever. Like I actually do sometimes like to hear it when it's like dumb. I don't really, not necessarily like, I don't know. It's like, yeah. It does feel weird sometimes when it's like you hear someone complaining, but it's like their feelings are still valid and they still have a, like
just a complaining about like life,
dumb stuff, oh. or like a breakup, or like I'm so heartbroken, and it's like you're heartbroken over a boy, and you're yeah. like what, like you know,
he's alive,
yeah, yeah. exactly. Yeah. But like then it's like I mean like I've also felt that way. You're gonna feel that way. That's a normal human dash. Emotion. Yeah, don't mind the DoorDash. Mm-hmm. It's a normal like human emotion, and I try not to like. There's very rarely times that I like get annoyed by that. But yeah, I think a lot of it is just like knowing you don't know what to say and like that's okay and just showing up and like in whatever way that is. I think it's very different person to person.
Are there specific things friends have done for you that have really stood out and been like super helpful, I guess, that maybe if someone else has a friend that they could do something similar? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, obviously you guys coming, like I was telling TK this yesterday, another thing is like, there's, I want to say like, there's no rhyme or reason as to like why I feel certain ways and I don't feel like certain things in life, like just sound so unbelievably overwhelmingly draining for no rhyme or reason, while other things just don't. So like certain
what?
Things, like a lot of it's just like people in my life. Like it would be like
people. Okay.
I wouldn't.
That's super fair. But yeah. I feel that not
like period.
Yeah. I feel that period, like not grieving. Yes. Like I'm like, oh, they sound draining.
It's like,
yeah.
I can't do that right now, or I can't be in this crowd. But like, there's like a friend that Macy and I met literally the weekend this happened, that I would like go to her couch and like sit with her for hours. And that would be amazing for me.
Yeah.
Like, so I can't really like give explanations like that. You guys coming obviously was so amazing. And like yesterday was we went to the ranch, was like the best I had felt since like at all. I mean, I've done so much. Like TK's also like connected me with friends that have gone through like similar things. And that's been like really, really helpful. You are really helpful because you're just like, not like strategic, but
I'm like a practical.
Yeah, you're very practical. That's the word I'm looking for.
I'm like practical grief.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, this would be helpful and this would be helpful.
The only reason I feel like too, I've thought, well, one, I'm just like really fucking close with you. So yeah. I kind of know what you would want, or I assume.
Yeah,
that's
you
just
do.
What I assume.
You know.
But like, I've dealt with my own grief with my own family and stuff. And like, all I remember learning from my family was like, my mom saying she was just like, they were there for me. Like
yeah.
they were there for me. And like, there were no details about it, but her being like, no, they were there. And I would be like, what do you mean by that? Because
no, like they physically sat with me, like when
yes, just doing nothing,
yes.
like showing up, or like I would just randomly text Kenzie, and I don't know if this helped or not. And I'm not trying to be like, I would do this, but I felt like it helped from my behalf. I would just text her randomly. Like ever since it's happened, I've texted her randomly, like, hey, love you. Hope you're having a great day.
Yeah.
Or like, how's it going today? Like,
it helps because
checking it.
Grief is really isolating, so it does make you feel less alone. The other thing is, like, when I went to my grandma's, I went to my parents, and then I think Macy picked me up and drove me back home because my car was there and I just couldn't drive. And so, like,
rightfully so.
Marissa and Laura must have like driven my car back home or whatever. I remember like walking into the house, and it was like the five girls. And Dom hadn't landed yet, I don't think.
Which also Dom
Which,
has
yeah,
been
I mean,
in
like,
fucking incredible.
It's really, really hard for me to ask for help. Like I am normally the person who is helping. Like I am
and
not.
That's why everyone's showing up for you, because you always show
yeah,
up for everyone.
It's just really hard. Like for me to even be like, it's just very difficult. But like I texted Dom, I was like, I need you here. Like if I've ever needed anything, like this is, I really need this. And like, I've never done that in my life.
Which also I have to say from my POV, Dom also texted me and was like giving me updates. Like I felt like it's nothing about this is cool, but given the circumstances, it was cool seeing like the community of friends work together as a team to help make sure you were okay. Like we were trying to just do the most, and like Dom was relaying info to me and like what you needed at the time. And I was relaying info to other people in LA.
Yeah.
And like, seeing the community aspect of it has been a beautiful thing.
And Dom was close with Cody. Like they lived together at one point. Like, so then
Dom has been incredible.
Yeah. And I mean, they were kind of like my watchdogs basically, but essentially like the first week, I think like we just moved all the mattresses from my guest bedroom and we just made like a big pallet and we just sat in my living room, and I had different friends who would like come over and sit with us for hours. And like half the time we weren't even really talking about it. We were just like, I just remember either I was always crying or I was like staring at a wall. And then we would talk about like other stuff. Like there'd be a couple hours a day where I was like talking more or whatever. But I just had friends, like it was like a revolving door of like people coming, of like the people that I was like the closest with. Or even like one of my like childhood like closest friends, like Landon, came over. And then he like brought a Starbucks the next day. He's like, what do you want? Like just stuff like that. Like that's just so sweet, especially because he's a guy. He's just not like that. Like, he's very private, so like hopefully he doesn't care that I don't know, whatever. I don't care. Like, get over it.
Sorry.
But it's just, I will say, like, I don't have, and typically when you go through grief, you cut people off a lot because you're like, they fucking suck or they whatever. And I'm not like keeping tallies or anything, but I think I've just already been so mindful of my circle. There's one person I'm not interested in being friends with anymore. I think that's it.
Which
like,
I understand.
Which is a big thing though, because
justified, though.
Normally you have like 10 people that you want to cut off, and
but how awesome that there's only one.
Exactly,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's a testament to my friends. I'm like, it is really crazy to like have gone through that.
Moving forward, obviously the girls came here. We we're showing up for you and we're trying to. And we did the horseback riding and we did, you know, we had a great time. But moving forward, like life moves on and you're still dealing with this and we're living our lives, right? So how can, as a friend, can I and can others show up for you moving forward? Because as the days go on, I can see why it's like, you know, not as top of mind for some people.
Yeah. That's another thing too, is that I think like being there post, I always say like, it's so much worse after the funeral. Like it gets, because of the funeral, everyone's in town. Like our whole family was here. We had like, I mean, there was so many people at this service that like there was no room for anyone to sit. Like there was just no room. Like our family alone, there was like 100 people. Like it was really a really big service. So you're around all these people and people are like watching your every move and taking care of you if you're lucky. And like then everyone leaves and like you're just alone.
Which is
yourself.
Why we scheduled this
exactly
a month after the funeral, because we were like, well, we knew so many people were staying here and like we knew you would have so many people around you. And
it's more helpful to, for you guys to.
And you're busy during, like you're talking and grieving with so many different people. We were like, we want to be there for you when things have, you know, calmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, moving forward, like, is this something you would like regularly, like, you know, a mini weekender thing?
Yeah, I was
like,
gonna say,
I just would love to know so that I can help execute it. And so others can know.
I don't necessarily like know the answer because I haven't gotten there yet. Mm-hmm. I keep imagining like, last week, like the morning that I picked up Molly from the airport on Sunday morning, like I had hosted my cousin's bridal shower the day before, which we had gone back and forth on like if we were going to, and then we just like needed a distraction. I'm glad I did it also, but
smart,
like after that, it's like when you're around a big crowd of people and you get back, like I like sobbed that entire night, and then I woke up, you wake up crying, you wake up in the middle of the night with tears. Like, so I had like a really bad morning that morning. And like, I just, this week I've been like, sometimes I think I just go back into shock. Like shock doesn't wear off for a long time too. So I don't know.
I can't even imagine that part of it.
Yeah. It feels, well, it's even like
the disbelief, you know?
Yes. It's even like, I was on a call with like insurance to like switch. I had to like get new homeowners insurance. And she's like, well, your siblings do this. Or like your, like whatever. Like people always, like I always like worry about people like coming up to my dad or my mom and asking stuff like, how is Cody or whatever. And even like, I was staying at my dad's like the weekend of the service, and I was like, I had to like use Cody's bathroom, and it's like he has laundry, like he,
oh,
you know what
God.
I mean, like his phone is like connected to my car still. Like there's so many things that are like just so bizarre. Like even on my Instagram, like for some reason if I scroll it goes down and it's like a DM, like Cody's in my DM somehow.
Oh my,
and it's like showing that.
Think about those little things.
It's just like little things like that that are like really weird.
Worse.
To answer your question though, I do think girls trips would probably be like what would be the most helpful.
What about in between the girls' trips? Like, do you appreciate, just as like the type of person you are, do you appreciate text or more so phone calls or like,
I think
like
it's
letters?
Just, I feel like it's just going to depend on like the day. Mm-hmm. I'm prepared to have like the worst year of my life. Like which I was so ironic because I was like, I really feel like this is going to be such a good year. And like career wise, I felt that. And obviously it's not. So yeah, I don't know. I think I've gotten better at saying what I need though. And I think also like I'm the people in my life that I'm so close to, I can say that. Like I feel a lot more like comfortable being able to say like what I need. Also, another thing that really helps in grief is it actually really helps the person to talk about like their loved one. So like
my mom said that too.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Always helps. So like for one of my, like a close friend of yours like loses their mom, like asking about stories or certain things like that or whatever. And like, I mean, this just happened, but like so many of my things that I say, I'm like, well, Cody, Cody, Cody. And it's like, I always feel like I don't want to make someone feel weird. Like it's therapeutic to like,
that's
very
exactly
helpful.
What my mom says.
Yeah, it's because it's like, you don't want to like just erase them. I mean, Cody was like my whole life. Mm-hmm, like you don't want that. It doesn't just like go away.
Mm-hmm. So being your friend, would you enjoy if, you know, we were reminiscing on memories you had with him?
Yeah, or like just people not feeling weird if it's like brought up. Like I get people not
getting awkward.
Yeah, people get, which I
get.
People just don't know how to. Like, I would much rather people not know how to deal with grief, meaning that they've never experienced it. You know what I mean? It like is sad. Like, and you can always tell. Like when
there's
you are someone.
To it.
Yeah, there's no guide, but you can always tell when someone has, because they like there's certain, and it's like it makes you sad for them. Another reason I wanted to talk about this, besides the fact that it would be like so fucking weird if I just like came on the podcast and like just went back and said nothing, is that I think it's helpful to like hear people who have gone through this. And I've had so many messages from people who have like unfortunately gone through very similar experiences. I also got messages from people, and like every time I tell this, I said this in the YouTube video, like makes me cry. But I had so many people who were like, which is odd because I don't feel like Cody was in my content really at all as he got older. When he was younger, he was, but a little bit. But he just went to high school and like was too cool and like, you know, how it is with brother. But they were like, as much as I feel like I grew up with you, like I feel like I really grew up with like Maddie and Cody. And this just like makes me so sad. Like it's hit me in like a very different way. And like those messages are so, I've gotten so many messages like that, which I was just shocked by because I really didn't put him, I don't film my family much. Like that's why I think people are always so confused by the fact that I have so many siblings. Mm-hmm. I don't even really film my cousin Austin, and I'm with Austin. I talk to Austin. Like mm-hmm. Austin is like a best friend to mm-hmm. me, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just like haven't really put my family on. I have a massive family, but like,
and family's like, very important too.
Yes. Oh, and that's another thing I will say. Like, I will never be out like career first person over family ever now. Like, I think when I was younger, had none of this happened to me, like, I would have been so like, that is the most important thing to me, whatever. And there's nothing in my life that is more important than people. And that I think is what I learned from losing my cousin and my stepbrother so close. Like, there's just nothing more important. And like, that was a huge, and thank God I moved back to Texas because
he
was going to move into this house at one point. Like, we spent so, he wanted me to buy a house with a bigger, with a bedroom so he could uh-huh. move in. I mean, we spent so much time together. He would be at my house. Like, he would just, he was very classic Cody. Like, he would just call me and he was like on my way. He's 10 minutes out from my house. And be like, and not leave for like 7 days. Like we would spend so much time like that. So like maybe he was in those vlogs and I just like didn't realize it. But like even it's like, I've always thought about like living in Nashville, like always. And the problem is that I really just love Texas and I love living here. Mm-hmm. But, and I love my family. Like I don't want to not see Sophie grow up. And like, I'm so involved in her life. And mm-hmm. now Mateo, like I don't want to not see my nieces and nephews and like be with my siblings and whatever. But now I'm like, I just can't like not live near my family, even if I were to just do like a couple months stints, things like that. I don't know. There's just nothing more important to me. Like it makes you think, it's like literally none of this work stuff even fucking matters. Like it just isn't, it's not even what fulfills me at the end of the day anyways, no. compared to people regardless, but like it really just does not matter. And like you will die and that will not be the thing that matters. Like it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think I'm very, very glad that I've been here for the past 4 years because I got to spend that time with him.
Me too.
And even before that, like Cody would come and stay with me for like a week in LA. He would always come visit. He visited me the most out of anyone in my family. And he was just always so chill. Like Cody never, I would be like, do you want to go to catch? Do you want to go do this? Do you want to go to this? He literally would like bring video games and be like, no, I just kind of wanted to hang. He wanted Subway. Like he never wanted, he never needed anything nice. He never, like, there's this really funny story my dad told. Well, my parents didn't speak at the funeral. Like, people, like, they wrote eulogies and people spoke for them. And my dad's story was, like, my parents would always say, too, that, like, he really was. He was the lowest maintenance. He never wanted anything. He never wanted anyone to spend any money on him besides me. Like, he had no problem asking me for money. Like, he had
any... I was going to say, no wonder he liked coming here for 7 days.
Yeah, no, literally. He had no fucking problem asking me. Like, all of his...
But you treated him like a king.
Oh, and because he never asked for anything ever, I was like, sure. Like, I'll, whatever. Like, it's crazy. I'm glad that I did this now. But, like, all of his, like, nice jewelry, I had bought him as gifts. And he'd asked me, like, in December, he, like, sent me a watch. And he's like, I know this is, like, really expensive, but, like, can we combine or whatever? I was like, because he's turning... He would have turned, like, 21, March 29th. And so I was like, yeah, we can do it as like your birthday and like your combined 21st birthday present. So like, I'd already given him like a birthday present to like a year he would never turn. But like, I'm really glad that I did that now. But he just was so like low maintenance. Like he just never wanted anything. But my dad, he was young. He was probably like 6 at this point. Like my dad would like go into his room and be like, because they were kind of worried. They were like, are you sure? You don't, you need clothes. Like you need things like, you know. And he'd be like, do you need to go back to school shopping? Do you need to do this? Whatever. And he'd be like, no, I'm good. And then my dad's like, really? And he's like kind of walking away a little defeated. Cause also he's like, well, I kind of want to like go do something with you or something. Yeah. Cody didn't see it as that, obviously. He like was just like, he didn't want to go shopping. He was a boy.
Yeah.
He like turned to him. He's like, it's okay. You spend enough on the girls like already. So it was like things.
Not
like,
him being self-aware.
No, literally. And he was so young. He put everyone before himself always, which I think ended up also being like very bad for him. but he was just like the least selfish person, the most self-aware, the most like, we have his journals. So like everyone's like been reading journals for, like the past like couple of years. And like, it's comforting to know like he had gone to like a much, much better place and had like much better self-esteem and like was doing all of the things. But it's also like heartbreaking to know like he'd finally gotten like truly to like a better place and then for all this to happen. But I don't know. I just can't think like, well, what if I did this or what if I did that or, you know, whatever. I just think I really do think that like you have a set time and like that sometimes it's just it. There's really nothing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that like anyone could have done. I mean, specifically with the situation anyways, but it's just like, I don't know. I don't know like when I'll feel better. I will say I'm very strong. Like I've known that, but like I am very, very, very strong.
So you it's always like, have been.
I know that like I will get through. I'm like in therapy immediately again, which I've always really been in therapy, as you guys know. But I'm like taking all the steps. Like I'm not sidestepping anything. Like the last thing I want is for this to be like 5 years from now and I'm in like a worse place. I think the only thing that could like dishonor Cody would be to like not like live my life to like the fullest in the way that he would want. Like I can hear the things that he would be telling me, or like sometimes when I'm like laying in bed, he would always like come over and like sit at the end of my bed and just like talk to me about things. And you know, he was very encouraging. And like I bought the sauna like for him in my house, like for him to come over. And he would just sit there and we would just be talking about like, you know, whatever it is in the family or whatever. And he was just so emotionally intelligent. He was the baby, not just of our family, but of all of the cousins on both sides. Like he was the baby of the family. He was very much like the baby brother of two sisters. Like it was very apparent, but I know what he would tell me to do. I can hear him saying things. I can feel it sometimes. So it's just hard because like, and again, people who say this stuff, like haven't gone through grief, lucky for them. But like, I just think about even like, it does feel weird sometimes to like smile or to like have a good day, even though I know that's what he would want me to do.
Of course.
But it's like, I swear to God, if I get one comment, like if we're at Stagecoach and people are like, that's weird, your brother just died. Like I will literally fucking lose my mind. Like, cause I've seen the comments on other friends of ours that have gone, like I went back and I looked at it to see, cause I was like, I don't know like how people are after that. And the comments were just like so bad. I don't think that I would have that like from my audience, but it's just like, it does feel weird to like have a good day or try to smile or try to like have something fun. Like,
which is so fair, but you're the only person that should feel that way.
Yes.
No one should ever tell you how you should be feeling.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is very weird.
And anyone that has the time to say something negative like that on the internet or comment anything haterish on anyone's thing is weird.
Yeah. And also should honestly rot in hell. Like, I really mean that. Yeah. And I know it's like, it's so dumb. And like, I understand like people not under, I, honestly, like I get it. If you don't understand like grief and you don't get how things are so like up and down and whatever, I don't understand commenting that, but I understand like people not getting it and being like, oh, because they assume that you're just gonna be like in bed for the next year. And like grief looks very different. Sometimes it's just you laying in bed and crying. Mm-hmm. And then other times it's like going on a walk, and other times it's doing things in their memory and like going to things that would like cheer you up. Like even when it's not like, to be very clear, like there's really never going to be a second when I'm like not grieving for a very long time. I think like even when I'm doing anything, it's always my mind. Like I haven't had, like it's just always top of mind, obviously. So I think, and like the holidays will be a lot worse. I'm sure his birthday will be fucking horrible. But yeah, I do like weirdly have that fear. Another thing that I'm dreading is like, I don't know the solution to this because I understand why it's said. And like, I don't really think there is a solution, but I'm dreading like when I see a lot of people for the first time after this and them being like, I'm so sorry for your loss, just because it takes so much out of me to leave the house. I have to mentally prepare for days. I can't really do more than one thing a day as far as leaving my house. I mean, I was already a homebody, but like, just getting up the like mental courage to like leave and be like, I'm gonna be okay, I can do it. And then like I go somewhere after I've worked up so much. And I understand like they're not doing anything wrong by this, mm-hmm. but just being like, oh my God, like everywhere I go, you know what I mean? Even though it's like not the wrong thing to do, I just am personally dreading it.
Also, you just don't know like when something's gonna hit like,
yeah,
more than other times. Like you don't know how fragile you'll be at a time when someone brings something up or whatever, and I understand that completely.
Yeah,
but like I do think it's good, like I'm so glad that while we were here we did something that we knew you would enjoy, which was, yeah, the horseback riding,
which was really helpful too, because I knew like the ranch, that ranch like is my like safe space. That is where I go for really just period to feel better about life. It was so much more helpful than I even imagined it would be. And also, like, I am, like, close with the people that work that ranch. So, like, that was helpful.
And on top of that, we weren't planning to go to, like, dinner or get food after. But we just, you were in the mood. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So and when you're in the mood, you've got to act on it. Like, even eating. Like, it's like you lose your appetite.
Oh, that's good advice.
If I'm hungry, I have to eat within, like, 2 minutes or else the appetite's gone again. And it's, like, when I eat, I feel like I'm going to throw up. Mm-hmm. So, it's, like, I have to act on things pretty quickly. You just don't know where you're going to be. Mm-hmm. So, I have to go into, like, the studio next week, like, twice. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, that is just so, like, and it sounds so stupid because I'm very lucky and I understand a lot of people had to go to work, like, the next day, I'm sure. But just, like, sitting in front of a camera and talking, like, it just, like, feels, like, weird, which I'm sure, like, going into an office feels weird. Like, I empathize with everyone, actually, truly. But I don't know, like, I am dreading that, but I think it's going to be okay. But another thing I will say, like, I was, like, you know, shitting on his high school friends because I, like, really do hate them so much. But, like, and every time I really should send Cooper himself a text. Cooper was his best friend. And, like, I've always loved him and Cody has always adored him. But I think even just, like, I cry when I think about Cooper because it's, like, and, like, I haven't even texted him myself about this. But, like, he was the best friend to my brother I could have ever asked for. Like, even, like, after Cody's passed and we've, like, read more things and, like, seen, like, things that Cooper has written him and, like, just their friendship was always so, they've been friends for so long, like, and they were planning on moving in together in a couple of months. And just, like, everything that he always did for Cody, and he was literally the best. And he's just the best kid. Like, he's so amazing. He always has been. Like, he's just the best. But, like, I get so emotional when I think about Cooper because I feel so bad for him. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I'm just so grateful that, like, at least Cody had him when, like, totally. So many other people, like, the other, I mean, he was by no means, he didn't have friends. I don't mean that. Like, he had a lot of friends. Like, it's not that. But it just, like, makes me so sad to think about, like, that he wasted so much of his life with these fucking losers. And at least, like, he had Cooper, and Cooper was such an amazing friend. And, like, as someone who's incredibly protective of my siblings, like, I am the nicest person you'll ever meet until it comes with my sister. I understand why my sister's friends probably think I'm a bitch, because I am when it comes to, like, any, not that I'm like that with them and her actual friends, but, like, I'm very protective of my siblings. Like, I'm very, like, I'm the least critical person in the world until it's, like, a friend of my sister's who is, like, I can tell not good for her. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very protective. I'm also never wrong. That's another important thing to add. I've always been right about every single friend. But anyways, I'm just, like, really, really, like, grateful for him. And I love Cooper. If he's, like, happens to be listening to this, I really should text him. But yeah, so I am really grateful for that. The thing I wanted to end on that I thought was, like, so bizarre, unless we have, like, other things that we, like, forgot. Yeah. But my cousin, this was probably, like, this was, like, within the week after Cody passed. I don't even think it had been a week. And my aunt called me and she said, wait, like, Justin had, like, a really crazy experience at work last night. Like, we want to tell you. And my cousin Justin lived with me in LA for years. Like, he lived in, like, the house in Studio City and, like, one of my apartments with me at one point, whatever, like, TK knows him. And he was at work in St. Louis and a girl came up to him and said her name was Mackenzie. This would have been so early on because I think it was, like, 24 hours after Justin had found out. And I guess Cody had been talking to Justin, like, in leading up. Like, they had talked very recently something. So I think it was, like, the day before Cody passed or something. It was, like, very, very, very recent. And Justin was at work. This girl comes up to her and she said her name was Mackenzie. And she spelled it the same way as me, which I don't spell it the way that, like, most Mackenzies spell. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's, like, a billion different variations, whatever. And he said, like, oh, like, he's like, oh, that's funny. That's my cousin's name. He's like, oh, that's, you actually spell it the same way, which, like, every Mackenzie's like, oh, how do you spell it? It's, like, one of those names, whatever. It's also weird that my name is actually Mackenzie, like, as I'm saying it out loud. It's like, you are actually Taylor. And that's just not true. We've had this conversation. It's just, like, isn't, like, true.
We forget our real names.
Yeah. Like, people call her Taylor. She doesn't answer, you know?
I'm literally like, wait, who are we talking to? I'm like, Taylor Swift.
Literally. So the girl's name was Mackenzie. And then he looked up and she was wearing a necklace that said Dakota.
Which is crazy.
And he's like, oh, that's so weird. He's like, at that point, I got kind of, like, emotional because he's like, oh, that's so crazy. He's like, yeah, my cousin's name is Mackenzie. I was actually just talking to her. Wow. And then she's like, oh my God, her brother's name is Dakota. I don't think he said that he had passed at that point. I don't know. And they continued to talk. He's like, that's just so weird. Come to find out, she was almost named Madison, Which is my sister's name.
Insane.
And I was almost named Madison. That's why Maddie got that name.
Oh.
You know, kind of after me if you think about it. But it was just like things like that that are so weird. Like I came home, when I was staying with my parents, I obviously wasn't staying at my house, so we had to like go do some things, and I stopped back at my house. And I walked into my house and the TV in my bathroom does not work. Like I've had it in there. I try to use it every single time I shower. It like literally never works. Cody would take 15 showers a day. And like, that's just like, if he's anywhere, he's always in the shower, like literally always in the shower. And I walked back into the house and with my stepbrother, Ryan, and I didn't hear anything. The first, like we walked in through this way and then I didn't hear anything. And then I walked back out and I walked back in. And there was something blasting. And I was like, where is that coming from? I hadn't been home in days. And like water was going. And I was like, what? That's so weird. There was like some pipe that we had to get fixed. And I walked in and it was like a podcast episode. It was like a Joe Rogan podcast episode that had significance with me and Cody. And it was blasting at 100 on that TV in my bathroom.
No, it was not.
Which is where he would normally be, like was showering. Like he's like always like,
no, it was not.
So, and it felt like someone was in the house. Like even Ryan and I were like, whoa, that's bizarre. Like it was very weird.
Shut up.
That TV does not work. It does not work. Since then I've tried, it's worked a little bit better, but it literally does not work.
Wait, this is insane.
It was playing at 100 and it was like a Joe Rogan episode.
No.
Like, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And so that was like within a week. Like there's a lot of things that are just like,
whoa.
I also think.
So what do you take from that?
It gives me some sort of peace. I also
like,
think.
Do you feel like that was him?
Or, yeah, I okay. do. Like a lot of.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, I definitely like do. And like my parents, like there's like similar experiences I'm sure that will like continue to happen. But I got a crazy like email, like work email yesterday. That's like literally my dream, like actually my dream. And it's really premature. Like I sent it to my family. I like screamed when I got the email and they were here. Yeah. Like, this is crazy. And I'm like, I really do feel like that's like Cody doing something, because a lot of it is just like, I feel like, yeah, that could happen in my career at some point, but I wouldn't have expected like right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, I do think.
I disagree. I think it was like.
Now.
Yeah. I could see it happening.
Yeah. But I think like certain things, like I get this from like friends of mine who like lost their dad. They're like, I do think we have like a lot of success because of that. Like a lot of things that are like a lot of things that we wanted in life. They're like, I really do accredit it to that, like for some reason, like I do think it's like almost like my dad pulling strings in heaven, like you know what I mean, like
whoa.
Doing things like that. But uh-huh. like also to have gotten that email when like I really need an upper,
yeah.
you know, like really so desperately, like I keep saying, I'm like, if one more bad thing happens, I swear to God, like my 20s are really a wash. Like not to be negative, but like to have lost two siblings and a cousin in your 20s, like it's just, I mean, it's not been my decade, that's for sure. I'm really ready for my 30s and 40s.
Let's be honest, you're going to be thriving when you're in your 70s.
No, that is so true. That is literally so true. Random things too that have been like uppers for me. Like this is like so dumb. But the thing that helps me and distracts me the most, which is really heartbreaking because we're not in season anymore, is football, which does make sense because I grew up, like my dad is like a football fanatic, like
comforting.
Yeah, my dad is such a sports guy. Like I grew up, I didn't do like flashcards for like the alphabet. It was like Pittsburgh Steelers, Dallas Cowboys. Like I grew up literally at my dad's side watching every game, going to all the games. Like that's always been our thing with sports. So then it was like Taylor Travis during all
that.
Well,
I was going to say, and we didn't even have Taylor then.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And like, I know it sounds stupid, but like the Kelce brothers and Taylor, like all of that, it's been such a good distraction. Something about like Jason Kelce and Kylie are so comforting to me. So like,
I think they're comforting to everyone.
Everyone.
Truly.
Like I listen and it's like genuinely been so helpful. Like it sounds weird. Just, yeah, like New Heights and just anything that Jason did a lot of podcasts when he was at the Super Bowl. So I've been listening to a lot of those.
Got it.
And then Needle Pointing has obviously been like a huge thing. Yeah. And I'm just like giving myself grace. I've never like taken this much time off of like anything in my life. Like I've never, which I know I needed and I know I need to get back to it. But I just know I don't want to like push myself too hard and go too extreme and like try. I don't really want to try to distract myself. I want to like really go through it and like deal with it head on. Because I just don't want it to get worse and worse and worse than it has to be mm-hmm. in life. Not that I'm ever going to like, I don't mean that I'm going to like try so hard to get over it now. Like, I know that's not how it works, but I do want to just like, I want to like deal with it in like the healthiest way possible. And again, like right now as I'm talking, it doesn't feel real. Like, it's weird because I'll have like out of body experiences where like even like in therapy, like my therapist will like say something back to me and I'm like, wait, what do you mean Cody isn't here? Like, it just doesn't feel real. So yeah, anyways, that's like really the episode.
Is there anything you want to explain about like, as far as like podcast logistics, like from now on, you're going to be seeing
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So in the coming weeks, I said this in my YouTube video, like, I don't want my like podcast and like YouTube channel to like be like a really depressing place. Like, it's going to be a like distraction for myself included. So we will be back to like quote normal like episodes and things like that.
Regular scheduled,
like regular scheduled stuff. I'm going to record things on like days that I'm in like better moods and everything. It's just like, obviously I'm so unbelievably deeply sad. Like, depression doesn't, I have been clinically depressed, doesn't even like in my experience even touch grief. Like, the feeling of grief is, for me, it's like depression and so much other things that are just a lot like different. And we're, I mean, like, they're both horrible, but obviously grief, like, you lost something. So yeah, like, I will still be like incredibly depressed, I think, for like a very long time, but I'm trying my best because like I know like what Cody would want me to do. I also think weirdly, like, I do get like strength from Cody some days, like, because like I know even like the first week I think of everything that like we got done, just because like I know like what he would want me to do, and I just, it is comforting to me. And I do have like immense peace just knowing that like he is finally happy, like to know like he had just had such a hard time in like the past couple of years, and like to know like he doesn't have to feel that way anymore. And like, obviously it's horrible for us, and like he never, if he said something and maybe I took it the wrong way, he would, like, it would eat him alive. Like, he would never, he's just like really like, oh my God, no, that's not what I meant. Mm-hmm. Kenzie, please. No, like, he would just like, if he saw us, like, this is his absolute nightmare. Mm-hmm. But I do just think like when I read, especially the Imagine Heaven book, it helps me immensely. Like, anyone who's going through grief, I literally cannot recommend that book enough. It is like a Christian backing. And as someone who is like, sure, Christian, but like not in, you know, like a
religious way,
not in like a religious way. Yeah. It's very helpful. And it's also like a really interesting read. Like, I would recommend it to anyone.
I will make her link it below.
Yes, we'll get it below. And yeah, that's been very helpful. But like yesterday, that was the first time I like went on a walk. Like, that was the first time I like really had done like anything.
So glad.
So that was good. So I'm going to like start incorporating like certain things that I know like I need to do. But just know, like, even when you see me like acting like normal and happy, like, I am unbelievably miserable. So and that's not going to make anyone feel better. But like, that is like my distraction. And like, I know that it's not taking away from the loss of Cody, but like, I just like, I can't handle any single comment of someone being like,
you will be blocked.
No, and like, if you are a hater to me, I will be a hater to you. Like, I actually at this point, like, maybe I will. Maybe I'll wake up tomorrow and I'll be the bigger person, but like, I will not be the bigger person for the time being. Like, if you send something like that, I'm contacting your employer. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I really don't. Like, I really, yeah. Watch out. I've done it before, so.
Watch out.
Watch out, seriously. Leave one thing. Like, oh my God. But yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being so understanding and so nice.
And for all the people that have reached out via DM. And
yeah, everyone who's been messaging me and like checking in, and people, I've gotten like so many girls who have messaged me like multiple times, just like saying like, I'm still thinking of you and your family. Like, I.
That's really amazing.
It's really,
really special.
It is.
We're
really
lucky
special
to have a community like that.
Yes.
In addition to the community in our real lives.
Yes. And people have just been like so, so, so nice. So like, I really am trying my absolute best. And yeah, I mean, like, weirdly, it will go back to like regular scheduled programming, but like, I will just not be in like a great place for long. But I'm going to, like, my cousin's getting married, I'm going to Nantucket, like, we are going to Stagecoach, like, there's a couple things like coming up. So I think that will, I was scared until like this trip made me think like, okay, I really should do that stuff, because it is really helpful for me to be around like y'all, like certain like specific groups of friends, obviously.
Also, like, wherever you go, if you decide you're like, I can't do this today, or I don't want to do it at all, like, you literally don't have to.
Yeah. And I can just like stay at home and it's fine. Mm-hmm. So
I will drive you back to LA.
Yes, thank you. I guess like the only thing maybe leaving off, like, if any of you guys have any sort of like experience or like connections or something to like starting like some sort of a foundation, like, any and all help would be like greatly appreciated. Like, even if you just like
any resources.
Yeah, like, if you just have some sort of experience or whatever, like, that is something that my mom and I are definitely gonna do together. Actually, we had to stop recording. My mom had texted me like about a foundation thing, so I think, I mean, that will be done like sooner rather than later. There's a lot of things that my mom has like really good ideas for already.
Connections, resources, yeah. Phone, just numbers, like
information,
emails,
yeah, like,
info.
Yeah, just even like your experience, like, it would be like really helpful. So,
and I will try and find, or, you know, with the help of Kenzie, try and find links to mental health nonprofits that exist right now that we can link below if anyone that you know is struggling or yourself and wants to check it out.
Yeah, Perfect. Well, thank you so much, TK. I really appreciate it. Background, TK also told me, like, immediately, she's like, if you need help with the episode. And I was like, no, I think I can do it myself. And then I filmed the YouTube video and I was crying and I audio messaged her and I was like, no, like, I really need you to help me with this episode. I was like, I actually changed my mind.
I also just want, like, sometimes it's nice to just, because podcasting's awkward, especially alone, at least for me. I'm like not great at it. And sometimes it's nice to just even having someone to listen to you in real life, even though we know y'all are listening. But I just was like, I any way, shape or form I can help, I will. But I'm glad that you did this. And we are so grateful to have you to watch as someone to look up to and learn so much from on the internet. Like, you've been all of our big sister for such and our friend. Yeah. And you are an escape for a lot of people. And I just want you to know that. And we're really grateful for you. And you being willing to share this experience is super brave and is going to help a lot of people. And you're going to get through this. Thanks. And I'm here for you.
Thanks.
And
I love you. I love you.
Love you.
Next week will be a fun, uplifting one with Macy.
Okay? Oh, really?
Yeah, we have a good thing because Macy and I have like something coming up.
What episodes can we look forward to?
We've got Macy coming on. I have a good, really fun, like, community style episode that's coming up. People will love.
Oh, awesome.
I have like some other friends coming on over again.
And she has really exciting other things coming out soon.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yeah, it is. So anyways, love y'all. Bye.
Love y'all.
Thank y'all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kinsey Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kinsey the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.